Amen. Amen. The book is opening up. Amen. Chapter 28. Proverbs. First verse says, the wicked flee when no man pursueth. The righteous are bold as a lion. For the transgressions of the land, transgressions of a land, many are the prince thereof. But by a man of understanding and knowledge, the state thereof shall be prolonged. A poor man that oppresses the poor is like a sweeping rain which leaveth no flood. They that forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with them. Evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord understand all things. Better is the poor that walk in his uprightness than he that is perverse in his ways, though he be rich. Whoso keepeth the law is a wise son, but he that is a companion of
righteous.
Okay. He that is a companion of righteous men shameth his father. He that by usury and unjust gain increaseth his substance. He shall gather it for him that will pity the poor. He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayers shall be abomination. I just read from the book of Proverbs, chapter 28, verses 1 through 9. May God have a blessing on the readers, the hearers, and the doers of this holy word. Amen.
Amen. God bless. Amen. Deacon Chairman Harper, we thank God for him. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For that scripture. Amen. We're getting ready to pray. Amen. So, Father God, we just thank you, Father Amen. God, for another day that wasn't promised to us, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for you being God and God all by yourself. Thank you for being a God that sits high, amen, and looks low. Thank God for your grace and your mercy, Father God. Father God, right now we ask, Father God, that you, Father God, forgive us of all our sins.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Have mercy upon our souls,
right
Father
now,
God.
Right
Lord, we ask that, Father God, that you, Father God, look upon our brethren, Father God. Lord, look upon our sisters and brothers that are lost at this hour. Father God, Lord, I'm asking you, let a word or a gesture be made, Father God, that makes them come running, saying, what must I do to be saved, Father God? Lord, we ask you, Father God, Lord, to just continue, Father God, to watch over old-fashioned gospel temple ministries, Father God. Lord, we ask you, Father God, to let this Bible study this morning, Father God. Lord, let your Holy Spirit come, Father God, and illuminate our minds and our hearts, Father God. Lord, open up our understanding. Open up our hearts that we receive your word gladly. That, Father God, that we can do like the psalmist David said. Father God, that we can hide your word inside our heart that we might not sin against thee. We'll be careful to give you the praise and all the honor and all the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank God. Amen. I want to welcome all of you. Amen. Again to Old Fashioned Gospel Temple Ministries Saturday morning Bible study.
Amen.
We thank God. Amen. We know that you could have been anywhere else. Amen. But we thank God for you taking the time to come. Amen. And visit us and listen. Amen. To this Bible study. Amen. Amen. Today we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit and the Word. Amen. If you get your Bibles out, amen. We have scripture that we are going to address this morning. Amen. And so we start our Bible study with the one who would be an efficient worker for Christ must know the power of two things. Amen. The power of the Spirit of God and the power of the Word of God. Amen. Amen. And then these two are most intimately related to each other. Amen. And for those of you, amen, that have, amen, the printout, amen, that I have, amen. The first thing on your printout, it says efficient. Amen. And efficient. Efficient means performing or functioning in the best possible manner with the least waste of time and effort. Amen? So let's be clear. The one who would be an efficient worker, okay, we see the word efficient for Christ, must know the power of two things, the power of the Spirit of God and the power of the Word of God. Amen? And we know that John 1 and 1, amen, tells us what the Word of God is. And we know that that is what? We know that that's embodied in who? Christ. Amen? Amen? Amen. I'm going to ask Deacon if he'll go to John 1 and 1, amen, and read it for us, what it says in John 1 and 1.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God.
Hmm. Amen. Amen. So we know, amen, that the Word comes from where? God. Amen. It all is embodied in God. Amen. And we know that God is in three persons. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And then it says these two are most intimately related to each other. And intimately means close relationship or closely related. Amen. And so we know that Jesus Christ and God is closely related, right? We know that they are Father and Son. Amen. Amen. Jesus repeatedly spoke of his Father and said, if you see me, you see my Father. If you love me, if you love my Father, love me. Amen? You should also love me. Amen? Because I and my Father are what? One. Amen? So the Holy Spirit is the author of the Word. We know that. Why? Because the Bible says in, it's in your literature that you have. I do believe that it's in 2 Timothy. I'm going to ask Deke, if he'll go to 2 Timothy 3, 16 through 17. Amen? Amen. I know you don't move as quickly as I do. Amen. But I just thank God. Amen. Yes. Yes.
16 and 17.
Yes.
All scripture is given by inspiration of God.
Yes.
And it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
Amen. 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 And amen. So it's inspired by God. Amen. So no disciple or no apostle who wrote the Bible or prophet or whoever that it was, Moses or whoever that it was, they did not do that except for the inspiring of God making them do that. Amen. And so the Word says that. Amen. And so when we talk about the Spirit of God and the Word of God, that the power of the Word of God and the power of the Spirit of God, you say, but the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. Well, it's a part of it, amen? And so we have to remember, amen,
that Jesus Christ said in the Bible. He said, if I don't go, the Comforter cannot come to you and remind you of the things that I have taught you and that I have done. Amen? And so it's important that we understand that the Spirit of God, which is the Holy Spirit, and the Word of God, amen, that they are closely related, amen, and that they go together, amen. The Holy Spirit leads men to the Word, right? So we know that the Holy Spirit has a job to do. It's efficient. Amen. That word efficient, it means that it's performing, again, it's performing or functioning in the best possible manner with the least waste of time and effort. So the Holy Spirit doesn't take him 2 years. It doesn't take him roundabout to lead you to the Word. Okay? He does it very efficiently. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen, amen, amen. Thoughts, comments thus far, amen? Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. The Holy Spirit is the interpreter of the Word. Amen? Let's go to 1 Corinthians 2 and 14. Amen? 1 Corinthians 2 and 14. Amen. I am turning there. Amen. 1 Corinthians 2 and 14. Amen. The Holy Spirit is the interpreter of the Word. Amen. 1 Corinthians 2 and 14 says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know, because they are spiritually discerned. Amen? So, the Spirit, huh?
Neither can he know him.
Yes. Oh, amen. Amen. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Amen? Amen. So the Spirit has, and Spirit has a job, amen, because the Spirit leads us, amen. He's the interpreter of the Word, amen? So it says that natural man, you and I, amen, verse 14 says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Amen. Without the Spirit, you can't discern what the Word is saying unto you. Amen. And so that's why when we study, we have to study, amen, and ask God to send his Holy Spirit to open up our understanding. Amen. And if you ask for it, I promise that he'll do that. He'll do just that. Amen? He'll open up your understanding so you will be able to understand the things of God. Amen?
Amen.
The Holy Spirit enables a preacher to communicate with power to others the truth of he himself has been taught. So, you know, we're going to say it like this. The Holy Spirit, you know, endows a preacher when they're preaching, amen, and reminds them of scripture that they know, amen,
yeah,
so that they can effectively speak the Word of God, amen,
yeah.
Okay, and so, like I said before, the Holy Spirit is efficient, amen. He knows what he has to do. He don't waste no time. We already see it. It don't take a whole lot of effort for him to get us to where we need to be. Amen? And so the Holy Spirit will endow the preacher, amen, with the Word of God. Let's go to Acts 4 and 31. Amen? Let's go to Acts 4 and 31. Amen. Amen. Acts 4 and 31. And let's see what thus saith the Lord about this one. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Acts 4:31. Praise God. All scripture that we're reading today will be coming out of the King James Version Bible. I want to make sure that you know if it sounds a little different from yours, that it is coming from the King James Version Bible. Acts 4:31 says, "And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness." Boldness. See, we have to understand that we have behind the podium that stands on Sunday, we have every type of person. Y'all may think it's funny, but it's not funny. You have people that are cowards. You have people that shy away from speaking to people. But the Holy Ghost gives you boldness to speak the word of God. Amen. Even when you witness in, amen, and you witness in to other people, and it could be Joe Smo, it could be anybody in the church. It could be the just saved person, or it could be anyone from any, part of the church. It doesn't just have to be the preacher. Amen. When you witness it to other people, God will give you boldness. Amen. And the reason why we know that, amen, we know that Stephen, amen, Stephen was a deacon in the church. Amen. And in Acts 7, in your time of reading, amen, when you take some time, just read Acts 7 and find out what Stephen did. Stephen, amen, was a deacon in the church. And Stephen boldly spoke before his enemies. And we know what happened. We know that after Stephen finished speaking, they stoned him and killed him. Amen. But we find in Acts 7 that he had boldness, that he spoke with boldness. He opened up his mouth and spoke the word of God. Amen. He told these people about Jesus. He told these people about what God was able to do through Jesus. Amen. And so we need to know that in our hour that we need the Holy Spirit to show up, that he will. And help us boldly speak the word. Amen. What is the word? We telling people about Christ, the good news. The word is the good news. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The word is the instrument the Holy Spirit uses in all his blessed work. Amen. Amen. The word is the instrument. My God. The word. Amen. The word. The very word. We know that if you speak the word, amen, we know that it has to go and perform just what God planned for it to do, amen, and that's to save men and women, boys and girls, amen, that are ready, amen, for a change, amen. We have to know that the word has a purpose, amen. The word is to remind us, amen. The word is to tell us. The word is to propel us. The word does a lot of things, amen. I tell you that, you know, we have to know that John is so important that we understand that Chairman Deacon Harper read, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him." That, if you listen, it says the Word. All things were made by him. Who? The Word. And without him, who? The Word. Was not anything made that was made. In him, who? The Word was life, and the life was the light of men. Amen. And so we're talking about Jesus Christ. Amen. Who is the Word? Jesus Christ. Amen. He is the Word. Amen. We just thank God. The Spirit of God works through the Word. If we wish the Spirit to do his work in our hearts, we must study the Word. Study the Word. If we wish him to do his work in our hearts and in the hearts of others, we must give them the word. Amen. And that's Ephesians 6 and 17. Amen. Ephesians 6 and 17. Amen. I'll just say it again. The Spirit of God works through the Word. Amen. Amen. The Spirit of God works through the Word. Amen. Who is the Word? Jesus. Amen. If we wish the Spirit to do His work in our hearts, we must study the Word. Amen. If we wish Him to do His work in our hearts and in the hearts of others, we must give them the Word. Amen. Amen. Ephesians 6 and 17.
And take the helmet of salvation and the sword. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
Amen. 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 But the Word alone will not do it. It is the Word and the Spirit. Amen. That we just seen in Ephesians 6 and 17. Amen. We must look to the Spirit to make His Word effectual. Amen. 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 We can't have the Spirit without the Word. Amen. We can't have the Word without the Spirit. Amen. It takes those two things, amen, to work, amen, in the believer's life. It's important for us to study this Word. Why? Because that's when the Holy Spirit can open up our understanding and we can understand the mysteries of God. Back then, in the Bible, it often talks about mysteries of God. Amen. The mysteries are in the Word. Amen. And so it's important for us to study this Word. It's important for us to take this all in. It's important for us to realize that, you know, we need the Spirit to help us understand the Word. Amen. So when you're studying, ask the Holy Spirit to come and open up your understanding. Ask the Holy Spirit to come and open up your heart. Amen. So that, amen, you will be effectual. Amen. In this thing, amen, called the Christian life. Amen. In the Christian life, it's our duty to go out and tell others about this great God that we know. It's not for us to keep it to ourselves. It's not for us to just keep it to ourselves. It's for us to share the Word. Share it. Amen. And while you're sharing the Word, ask the Holy Spirit to give you boldness to tell others about Jesus and what He did for you and for I. Amen. I'm open for, amen, for comments. Amen. Amen. Questions, amen. Amen. Are there any comments or questions? Amen.
You know,
thank God, amen, for this Bible study. I thank God, amen, for the opportunity, amen, to come before you boldly today. I thank God for the opportunity to be able to tell others about this Jesus, the Word, amen. I thank God for the opportunity to tell people that the Holy Spirit exists, amen. That He is a person, that He does care about you, because He wants you to know this Word so that you'll be effectual in your Christian walk, in your Christian life. Amen. It all adds up together so that one day, soon and very soon, amen, that we can all, amen, meet each other upon that heavenly shore. Amen. And that we can all, amen, have a hallelujah good time. Amen. But we have to share what we know to others. And how can we do that without studying the Word? You got to study the Word. Amen. Gotta study the word. It's really important. My brothers and sisters, I love you. I thank God for this time. Amen. I thank God for you sharing with Old Fashioned Gospel Temple Ministries. Amen. For our Saturday morning Bible study. I pray that something that was said or a gesture that was made, amen, that would cause you, amen, to come back and fellowship with us again on our Bible study. Thank God for each and every one of you. God bless you, and praise God. I hope that you'll be in church tomorrow, amen, wherever that you are, amen. Find you a church to go to, amen, so that you can hear the word, amen, and the word can make you happy, amen, and the word can make you free. Praise God. I'm Pastor Ethel Harper. Amen. With Deacon Chairman, amen, Terry Harper. Gentleman Terry Harper, amen. We just thank God for him and we thank God for you. God bless. Amen.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.